हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो नः प्रचोदयात्। See, I've been, for the past three classes, I've been discussing this prakriya. The one prakriya called Panchakosha Prakriya. And there again, mainly I was clarifying this three koshas. Two classes I clarified Manomaya Koshaha and Vijnanamaya Koshaha. That is where the confusion comes. See, pranamaya and annamaya easy, because annamaya is gross, and then you see it through your eyes, like how you see any other physical object here, any other object here. So you can, of course, you see, yes, this is an object of knowledge. So definitely, I am the knower of my body, I am the knower of others' bodies, and the knower of my own physical bodies. So when you say I am, definitely you have to, who are you then? You are here, who are you? You have to say, I am the knower of the world. I know the world, I am the experiencer of the world, I am the observer of the world, I am the perceiver of the world. Seer of the world, seer of objects to be seen, hearer of the objects to be heard. Smeller of the objects to be smelt. I am the taster of the objects to be tasted. New Year, you see. I am the one who feels, I feel the touch, objects to be touched. So I am the experiencer. So every one of us, all of us can refer to ourselves as what? One's own self as the experiencer, knower, perceiver. So it is easy for us to understand this body being object of knowledge. We start thinking, of course, I am non-distensible from the physical body, my own physical body. Even though I see others' bodies, my body as other object, how I see others' bodies, still I cannot distance myself from this physical body. In fact, I am not distinguishable from others' bodies also. This is a fact. You think I am distinguishable from others' bodies, I am not distinguishable from this body, because you look at, think of, you see you as your mind. Really speaking, you are not distinguishable from anything known, seen, perceived. Nothing is distinguishable from you. It is exactly like how the form wave is not distinguishable from the water. So also, no object which shines in the light is distinguishable from the light. There is no distance between the light and the opaque object. So also there is no distance between the knower Atma and the known world. There is no distance. There is no distance. And there seems to be distance, there seems to be differences because of our lack of clear vision. So it's easy to negate the body as anatma. Okay, it is known, therefore it is anatma. So I am distinct from the body. Not distant but distinct. Because the knower subject cannot be the object, therefore distinct, but not distant. So similarly, the pranas, the physiological functions. It is not, what form does the function has? Does the function have? Function has no form. You understand the function in terms of function. So all the functions are happening, and because of these functions, the body is alive. The functions indwell the body, functions happen within the body. Therefore, this body is alive, sentient and active. Therefore, it is associated with what? All the karma indriyani. We have the powers because of the shaktayaha, because of these powers alone, the body is active. The speaking is possible, the holding is possible, running, jumping is possible, walking is possible, the movement is possible, excretion is possible, and reproduction is possible because of the powers. And these, because if the without these powers, if the body can do all the actions are possible, the dead body must be able to do. Without the powers, if the body can do, because there's consciousness in body. The dead body, of course, there's consciousness in the dead body also. Understand? But the powers are not there in the dead body. That's why the dead body cannot be active. So for the physical body to be active, there are five powers. That's why they are known as karma indriyani. And these functions, the powers which support the actions, which are because of which activities are possible, physical activities, and the functions which happen internally, okay, involuntary functions and voluntary actions are possible because of the powers. So these 10 of them, we say pranamayaha koshaha. The powers which are necessary, which make the physical voluntary activities possible, and the functions, which involuntary functions are happening. Functions, so together we call them another layer of personality called pranamayaha. There's also, of course, we understand they're known. How do we understand powers? Do we see the powers? No. But still, they are objects of knowledge. How do we negate them as objects of knowledge? Because when they are functional, the activities are possible. When they are non-functional, activities are not possible. So we understand. So we infer because the very life is possible itself because of these pranas. So we understand, therefore, they are also objects of experience, objects of knowledge. We can negate that pranamaya kosha also as an object of knowledge. So there is no distance. I didn't over am not distant from pranamaya kosha. They do not know layer of personality really can cover haidhyatma, but they seem to be covering. Therefore, each layer of personality is given the name koshaha. Koshaha is not a kosha, really speaking. No cloud is a kosha for the sun. The cloud covering the sun itself is not because of the sun, isn't it? Whenever the cloud goes and hides, covers the sun, now we say what? Sun is covered by the clouds. But how do we know? Is it because of the sunlight we see the clouds covering the sun? Is it true? You mean sun can never be covered by clouds, but seem to be covering. In the same way, Atma can never be covered by any layer of personality, but still seem to be covering. That's why each layer of personality is said to be a kosha. Koshavat achadayati iti koshaha. Achadayati is the present tense verb. Chadayati means covers. Achadayati covers completely. Achadayati iti achana kosha. Koshavat, like a sheet, it covers. That was called koshaha. Now, this is easy. Then we moved on to last two class, we discussed Manomayaha. Manomaya Koshaha. Now again I said, Manomayaha and Vijnanamayaha is nothing but one Antahkaranam enjoys two different names. One Antahkaranam, isn't it? Which means there is a Dravyamshaha, there is a Vrittiyamshaha. The thought which rises and resolves that aspect, and this, no, then there is the base from where thoughts should rise and resolve, Vrittiyamshaha and the Dravyamshaha, Antahkaranam. And the Antahkaranam also, first, the Antahkaranam is given the name. When do you call Antahkaranam the mind? When it serves as an instrument of knowledge, we call it Manaha. Because already we say internal instrument, Antahkaranam, internal organ. And this is no form. You cannot go, if you search for the mind, you can't find it. There's no form. But it is there, isn't it? Because when this, why do you call it internal organ? Because only when the thoughts rise in the Antahkaranam, and thoughts can also back up the, their manifestation of Araji is possible. Every thought which rises serves as a manifesting medium. When the thought rises, the manifestation of knowledge is possible, isn't it? When the manifest knowledge is there, then the thoughts can back up the sense organs. Only then sense organs can become functional. Only then perception is possible. Only then the world can become the perceived, the known, then the world can enjoy the status of being the existent. For the world to have the status of being the existent, for it to become the known, for it to become the perceived, for the perception to take place, sense organs must be functional. For sense organs to become functional, the thoughts must rise. Thought must back up. Therefore, the mind, the functioning of the function of mentation, the thoughts rising. Mind must be functional, only then the knowledge of the world is possible. What is knowledge of the world? The knowledge, the world is. Just because the world is, you cannot have knowledge of the world. You know the world because you are, not because the world is. Is it clear? The world is always there. The world never goes anywhere. But when does the world exist for you? Only when it is known. That is why we say the world is purely dependent on the vrittis which rise. For it to become, to have the status of being existent. That's why existence of the external world is dependent on the existence of the manifestation of knowledge. So where does the, like just as when the sun rays come out, the whole world shines here, opaque, world of opaque things shine, only when it's manifestation of knowledge, name of thoughts, then the world shines. Thoughts have to rise. Therefore, from the standpoint of thoughts which rise and back up the sense organs, because of which knowledge is possible, the mind is given the name instrument of knowledge, Antahkaranam. Then we call it a mind. But for any thought to rise, the thought goes, there's a shrotra vrittihi, netra vrittihi, nasika vrittihi, and a grana vrittihi, jihva vrittihi, rasana vrittihi. So the vritti has to be back up all the sense powers, five sense powers. Therefore, manomayaha, we say what? The thoughts which rise and associate only when they back up the sense organs, knowledge is possible. Therefore, manomayaha means mind, antakarnam as a mind, with the sense organs. Together, six of them together constitute what? Manamayaha. Is it clear? An instrument of knowledge. Now, then what do we say? Vijnanamayaha. This knowledge itself is possible, isn't it? Knowledge itself is possible. Knowledge of the world being there is possible. The sense organs can be functional because the vrittis can rise only if there is a first and the foremost of the vritti in terms of the knowledge of existence of one's own self, in terms of I am. Is it? Therefore, that I am, we say, this karta, the one because of the presence of which the knowledge of the external world is possible, mind can be functional. With that, look at that as karta bhokta, the doer. Without I am, there cannot be knower, there cannot be doer. Knower means what? Knower status. There cannot be the doer. Is it clear? With this vijnanamaya, this much we discussed in the previous class. So again, the vijnanamaya, say antakkanam as the doer is called vijnanamaya. Without the manifestation of this knowledge I am, there cannot be the doer. Therefore we call that aspect of the mind as vijnanam. Intellect. So this intellect also as with the sense organs. Intellect and sense organs together we say vijnanamayaha. Mind and sense organs we say manomayaha. And when the thought does not rise at all, when there is no manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, of course there cannot be knowledge of the world also. Then what is? Even then something else is there, objectifiable. What is objectifiable there when the world is not there, when the dream is not there, no manomayaha, you understood manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, everything is object of experience. Then finally what is, when the mind is non-functional also, what is? Then we can say this ajnanam and sukham. That's also object of experience. So this we call it anandamaya kosha. Why do you call it a kosha? Because it is also object of experience. And even yesterday also I said in the same thing in the class, then after the negation of layers of personality, always know, okay, I experienced this. Now what do you want to do? I want to experience the Atma. I experience every layer of personality. So now I want to experience the Atma. That is where we go wrong. I don't know how many of you were there in this class. Because I can never experience, I don't need to experience the Atma. No way, I am the Atma. And very important, the experiencer Atma can never be experienced. The experienced Anatma can never become the experiencer. So here, what afterwards, we don't need to wait for any more experience. We have to claim what cannot be negated as an object of experience further. What is finally there is the experiencer. And we have to say what now. We have to claim that the experiencer I am. I self am the experiencer. Which means that the experiencer is knowledge, pure knowledge. knower is knowledge. Why do you say knower is knowledge? Because knows. Knowledge knows, therefore it is knowledge. That which knows is knowledge. What is that which experiences? What is that which knows is knowledge. The knower is a qualification given the standpoint of the known. And it is this, now we have to understand next step is what? And how do we say, it is this abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality. Now we arrived at it in terms of its nature of knowing. Do you understand the sentence? How do we arrive at the reality? We arrive at the reality only in terms of its nature of knowing. Is it true? There's no way. No way of arriving at the reality. Then it is this reality which does not come and go. There's never a time it is not there. Always reality is there as the experiencer, as the knower, knowing. The sun is ever the illuminator. Illuminating is not an action, it's the very nature. Ever. No? It's always illuminator. Similarly, the reality is ever of the nature of illumining, knowing, experiencing. Is of the nature of being conscious, being aware. That is why the reality is implied by the term, in terms of its nature of being aware, reality is implied by the term awareness. In terms of its nature of being conscious, the word it is implied by the term consciousness. In terms of its nature of knowing, is known by the term jnanam, chit, chaitanyam. So all, any word and every word used to mean, to indicate reality, the word implies the reality, reveals the reality only in terms of its nature of knowing. And we have to arrive at the reality as our own real nature. As myself, as I am, as a truth of I, isn't it? In terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, we understand what? Now, this reality implied by the term jnanam. We use other words, chaitanyam, chit also, knowledge. Now, it is always there. There's never a time experience is not. How do we say this reality is, which is of the nature of knowing, is not subject to time? How do we say that? If you understand what time is, anything which comes and goes is what? An object. So time also is a concept, isn't it? Relative. Because the time is not there always. Is there a time always? No, there's a time the time is not. And how do you know that? I am the experiencer, I am the knower. There's a never a time experiencer is not. Never a time the knower is not. The knower is always there. And time being not there is known because I am there always as the knower. Because time is subject known, object of knowledge, time is subject to time. Known means it comes and goes. And the knower consciousness, which knows the time being not there, time being there is not distant from time, but distinct from time at the same time. There's no time which exists outside of the awareness, which is timeless. And now, this is how we have to understand. Every object and any object in the world, the entire world, including Swarga, include all the four unknown worlds also. Unknown worlds, known worlds, to be known, whatever it is, anything and everything, the entire objective universe is dependent on the knowledge for its existence. Isn't it? Existence presupposes knowledge. Why? If knowledge doesn't rise, the world is as good as non-existent. The world doesn't have independent existence at all. The world enjoys existence only in knowledge. If the world can enjoy existence independently without the knowledge, then even when you're fast asleep, this world, you must know the world is. The world doesn't exist for you. The world doesn't exist for you. What doesn't exist? Therefore, existence presupposes knowledge. Okay? And if the knowledge has to rise, there must be manifestation of knowledge. And for the knowledge to become manifest, there is source of knowledge. So I am the actually pure knowledge, the source of all knowledge. Vastu. Therefore, there is no object exists outside of knowledge. It means space and also time and space. And all the objects which exist within the realm of time and space, the entire world of objects which exist within the realm of time and space doesn't have independent existence outside of knowledge. So existence of knowledge is the existence of the world. And existence of knowledge is what? Existence of the source of knowledge, the pure knowledge. Existence of manifest knowledge is the existence of the world, and the existence of the source of knowledge is the existence of manifest knowledge. Is it clear? Therefore, the world has dependent existence. Now we say, this consciousness, the reality which you arrive at in terms of its nature of knowing as pure knowledge, as pure consciousness, is of the nature of existence, we say. Why do we say that? See, whether the world is, the world is not. The world shines, the world doesn't shine. Still, always there is knower. Knowing the world being there, knowing, illumining the world being there, illumining the world being not there. Isn't it? Which means this reality as pure knowledge is not dependent. It always exists. Why does it exist? It is of the nature of existence. Self-existent. And to know the reality is, to know I am. I don't need any evidence. I know I am. So self-conscious, self-evident, self-revealing, self-effulgence, all the words we use. Understand? So, Chit is the Sat. And this Chit, which is this conscious reality, arrived it in terms of its nature of being conscious or knowing, as knowledge and consciousness, is self-exist, is of the nature, self-existent. Because you did nothing else. World and consciousness. Whether world is there or not, always consciousness is. Therefore, it is of the nature of existence. Self-existent, therefore it is of the nature of self-existence. And it is not subject to any limitation. Time limitation is not there. Spatial limitation is not there. Of course, object limitation is not there. Because Atma is not any of reality. The form of consciousness is not any object, but every object which shines is manifestation of knowledge. Do you see that? Everything which shines, which enjoys the status of being existent, is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, there is no object which is different. Every object is knowledge, but knowledge is not any object. No object which is outside of, which is distant from. Every wave is water, similarly every object is knowledge. Okay? Therefore, we say free from object limitation also. That is why another word is used, anantam. Satyam, jnanam, anantam. And there is no reality implied by the term Brahma other than this. This reality arrived at as one's own self. Therefore, aham Brahma asmi. Like saying, wave is H2O, the only truth of the whole. Similarly, aham Brahma asmi, I the self am consciousness. The existence, which is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, implied by the term Brahma. Aham Brahma asmi, which means you are physically not doing anything here. Cognitively, you have shifted the essence from every layer of personality, negating each layer of personality as an Atma, and finally, the time comes when you cannot shift any more further. You have to resolve it. Where? In this abstract reality consciousness. So when I say existence of an object presupposes the knowledge of an object, the object, whatever is the object, that doesn't have independent existence outside of the knowledge. Therefore we say what? Object is in and through pervaded by knowledge. Knowledge pervades everything. Do you see that? I'm seeing what I'm saying. I wish I can make you see also. See, all the words, the meaning of the words should be give you a different, you see this different sense, isn't it? More than what you see. Therefore, everything is knowledge here. And wherever you see jnanam, you see what? Its power. Don't need to go separately. Okay? Seeing every object as knowledge is what? Seeing the capacity of the knowledge. Amazing knowledge. When you see the sun, you see only the light. Okay? You don't see the power of the light. In the presence of the light, when you appreciate, oh my God, how powerful the light is, without doing anything, just by its mere existence, mere presence, it illumines everything. Amazing is power. Is there a power? There is no thing called power separately. You appreciate, understand the power, the capability, the capacity of the light only when you appreciate the opaque thing shining in the presence of the light. oh my God, the sun, amazing light, it is highly powerful, it has the power of illumining everything. Power is what? Nature. Swarupameva Shaktihi. Have you got it? Shaktihi means what? The Swarupam is Shakti. Jnanameva Shakti. His nature is power. So what do you say now? There's only light. Every opaque thing here is what? Every opaque thing which enjoys the existence being illumined is nothing but reflection of light. Every object which shines only in the presence of the light. Therefore, every object here, opaque thing, is reflection of light. Similarly, the world which shines is nothing but manifestation of knowledge. Whole world is manifestation of knowledge. Everything, anything you discover newly, it is a manifestation of knowledge. Anything which enjoys existence is manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. There is only knowledge. When you see the whole jagat, you understand amazing how powerful the reality in the form of knowledge is. Reality is. It is capable of knowing. Knowing is its swarupam. Because of which the whole world shines. Is it clear? And when you see from the standpoint of the knowledge, see, there's no I, you cognate, there's no wave. You experience the wave and you understand, you resolve the wave form, the word wave, the form wave, indicated by the word, you resolve it in water. Then only water, isn't it, from the standpoint of the water. Ultimately, relatively there is a wave, there are waves, there is ocean. Absolutely there is only water. Until you shift your attention from, drag your attention from the wave form to the water, you can see the wave and the ocean differences. Without denying your perception of waves and the differences, wave ocean difference, wave difference, wave-water difference. You can see what? From the standpoint of water, you can just say, there's only water. Similarly, from the standpoint of this knowledge, the reality, in terms of pure knowledge, which you arrive at, in terms of its nature of knowing, you can say, there's only knowledge. Hope you're all with me. I really see. I'm saying what I'm seeing. And being endowed with this vision of the reality, now you can ask, am I small or big? I am neither big nor small. I am just myself. So big, any adjective is, any adjective is relative. And the relative means what? Within the world of the relative existence, the word relative, word, adjectives are used. Useful. For vyavahara, adjectives are useful. Are you insecure? Are you a mortal? Now you have shifted the eye sense. Now I am asking you the question, are you a mortal? Are you subject to time? Are you spatially limited? Are you inadequate being? Are you unhappy person? Are you happy? I am happy. No. You are not unhappy. You are not happy person. You are not unhappy person. You are not inadequate. You are not a mortal. Is it clear now? You are unhappy, always wrong. So when you shift the aham, I sense, you resolve it cognitively. See, aham brahma asmi is also for understanding. You don't need to say all the time, not for it. You see, there's nothing, just the truth. Not to say aham brahma asmi. It's not for us. That's a statement for us to understand. Once you understand what the fact revealed by the statement, you remain just quiet. Which means all the notions, all the views, contentions you entertain, you means what? That they were in your mind, they all will just resolve. You don't need to push them out. They resolve. They go away. And what is this world now? Okay, finished now. Aham. What is this world? Is there a world which is not knowledge? So you see, you can world includes the entire objective universe, means which includes your body, mind, sense complex also. I is resolved in consciousness. The experience of status is resolved in consciousness, the reality. Am resolved, just reality. Now, what about rest? Apart from I, the knower, knower is resolved in consciousness. The known is what? The whole known is also doesn't have existence outside of the knower consciousness. You have to say the entire known objective universe, inclusive of your body, mind, sense complex, is also knowledge. The wave form is resolved in water. The ocean form also needs to be resolved in water only. Is it clear? So the whole world is knowledge. What is world? Minus knowledge. There is no form, name, function called world. Nama Rupa Karmakhyam Jagat is not there. Therefore, world also is the same truth. But for us to understand the whole world is knowledge, you need to arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. And to arrive at, you have to arrive at it only as your own nature. That is what the Prakriya says. Whereas leaving oneself, the scientists search for the truth outside, probe into. I've discovered this, what is beyond this? What is beyond this? They want to break again into, go into. How much ever you probe into the world, how much are you trying to understand the truth? Of course, you understand more and more and more and more and more subtle, hidden facts of the objective world. They are endless. And every small bit you discover of the world, anything in the world, through your research, is what? New manifestation of knowledge. Every discovery is, okay, whether now, in future, any new latest discovery will be what? Manifestation of knowledge. Is it clear? There's no any new discovery. Any knowledge is discovery of what is already there. Any discovery is what? Any knowledge is discovery of what is already there. Why? Because knowledge of the discovery is what? Manifestation of knowledge. And manifestation of knowledge implies what? The source of knowledge is already there, always there. Is it clear? The source of knowledge is non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting reality is the only source of knowledge. The knowledge need not be, cannot be created. The reality as a source of knowledge is always there. Timeless. Timeless source of knowledge. Beginningless, endless, changeless, unchangeable reality, the source of knowledge is there. So knowledge of a given object is nothing but discovery. And discovery is what? Of any object is new manifestation of the knowledge which is already there. Is it clear? That's all. If people want, there's no truth of object other than the source of knowledge. The source of knowledge, the source of manifestation of knowledge, obtainment of thought, the source of manifestation of knowledge is the reality, the pure knowledge, and which is the only source of knowledge of anything in the world. That's why we say there's no world which exists outside of this source of knowledge. Whether our shastram talks about 7 worlds above, 7 worlds below, 14 worlds, known and unknown worlds. Unknown also is what? Can become the known. Knowable can become the known. Knowable, unknown can become the known. And the known, knowable, unknown, nothing exists outside of the knower. And there is no knower other than the abstract, formless reality, which is said to be the knower, the standpoint of the known, because of its nature of knowing. Why do you call sun the illuminator? Because it is of the nature of no illumining. That which illumines is illuminator. So that which knows is knower. That which experiences is experiencer. That which is aware is awareness. That which is conscious is consciousness. There is no knower, experiencer. Any doubts? Let me stop and ask you for some doubts.
Sunidhi, when you said Manomaya Kosha and Vijnanamaya Kosha, the Manomaya Kosha is actually the deliberative aspect of the mind plus the sense organs. Organs of perception. And the Vijnanamaya Kosha is the cognitive aspect of the mind plus the organs of perception. Mm. Is that correct? And that is where it starts first. The thing that the knowledge I am arises from the cognitive mind first.
No. We say the knowledge I am itself. You can talk about anything only when knowledge I am rises, isn't it? The knowledge, there's no manifestation of knowledge obtained him of thought in terms of I am. Then nothing else is possible, isn't it? That is the basis. That is the basis. So from the standpoint, only then the something called doer is possible. Therefore, we call that the knowledge of existence of the self, which is manifestation of knowledge, obtaining him of a thought, the first and the foremost of the thoughts, is the very basis for the mind to be an instrument of knowledge also. That's why which comes first.
When you say doer, the enjoyers is also included.
Yeah, yeah. See, in sleep you are there as an experiencer, isn't it? But you're an experiencer of nothing. You're not an enjoyer of the world.
So, is the cognitive mind, is that the most closest to the self? Is that right?
In fact, to be frank, see, there's no closeness means not at all. There's no distance at all.
No.
There's no distance. See, only for understanding purpose we say. Really, once after understanding what the truth is, you will see there's nothing is distant from the truth. Only until you arrive at the truth, you have to discuss. We say, isn't it? What is subtler? Only until understand, you say, as though there is okay. Mind comes later, intellect comes first. Once you arrive at the truth, from the standpoint of the truth, you see the distancelessness. In fact, distancelessness means, implies what? There's no such a thing called a distance between one thing and the other. Means the distancelessness implies the differences being mithya. Is it clear? Where is the difference? Difference is only from the standpoint of nama rupa, isn't it? Between the wave, one wave and another wave, there's distance, physical. There's difference. The standpoint of the water, where is the distance? Where is the difference? You see, cognitively you resolve the differences when you understand the distancelessness. The standpoint of the truth, there is no distance. Do you see that? There is no distance. That's why here Swamiji used to say, no drawing, no painting, no pictures, just communication here. Because what is communicated is the subtlest, which is not describable. Communication, isn't it? That's why there's a methodology. The teaching methodology is built in up. Within the Upanishads. See, in the very beginning, we start. Then we say the simple Drik Trishe Viveka Prakriya. This is just to make you see, first of all, you are distinct from the body mind and complex. Just to, for you to understand what you express as I, every word is an expression Every word is expression, an expression of manifestation of knowledge. There is no such a thing called word which is not expression of manifestation of knowledge. Every word we utter is expression of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Every word is knowledge. That is why I told you many times before, even if the newspaper has rubbish, information is Saraswati. Why? What is expressed in the form of words, written, printed? The words. Words, what is printed, what is typed, what is written, nothing but what expression. Whether you speak it out or write it, is expression. Word is expression of manifestation of knowledge, and the source of which is pure, the reality, Brahma, Atma, the pure knowledge. Therefore, everything is divine here. That is why we can never walk on newspapers. Now I got used to, in the very beginning I used to struggle. Whenever I was standing in this Victoria station, people walk on them in the rains, and then the gloomy climate, the newspapers are here and there, people walk on it. I tried to put it out, because for me it's very difficult. Suppose, will you walk on your bread, piece of bread? How you find it? The same way I feel. Because it has gone into the buddhi, Saraswati. Even rubbish matter, doesn't matter. It need not be very uplifting, elevating, informative matter. If something else is there. Because it's a fact. It's a fact. Any information, any data is expression of manifestation of knowledge. And the source of that manifestation is the reality, formless, abstract. Only when you arrive at the reality, you understand what is formlessness. Got it now? See, even the word formlessness, any object has some form or the other. See, what is perceptible through eyes has a different form. What is perceptible, isn't it? Different form. The object obtains in its own form. Sound form, form, light form, color form, shape form, is it? The smell form, taste form. So form, in fact, even the meaning of the word absolutely to understand formlessness, you must arrive at the reality. Even you say when the air is formless, it doesn't have a form like human form or animal form, but it has its own form, isn't it? Air obtains in its own given form. Water obtains in its own given form. In fact, absolutely to understand formlessness, you have to really see, when you take the attention totally from external world of objects, and the methodology helps you, grabs your attention gradually from annamaya to pranamaya to manomaya to vijnanamaya to anandamaya, and after anandamaya, it helps you. So shastram comes with you, the teacher is with you, until you negate the vijnanamaya, anandamaya also. After negating the anandamaya, nothing else needs to be negated, then you are left alone. Then it is for you to claim, oh, nothing else, I cannot go beyond anymore. I'm sitting here, I came from there, back, no. And now here I can't move anymore. I have to, this is like a wall, stops me. Like that, of negating the Anandamaya, and what is? Is experienced or not? Is there knower or not? You can't say there is no knower. There is no experiencer. No way. If there is no knower, how can you know nothingness is there? How can you know Ajnanam is there? How is it possible for you to understand there is Sukhavrittihi? There is an experiencer of Sukhavrittihi, Ajnanavrittihi, because of the presence of whom, presence of which, next day you are able to recollect your experience. There is an experience which presupposes the experiencer. This way every experience is the experiencer. And that if you see, and the experiencer is of the nature of formlessness. You understand the absolute formlessness and absolute sense only when you arrive at the reality. It is the abstract, subtlest. Why do you say subtlest, abstract and formless? Three things you have to say. This reality is not an object, but not available for word description, thought conception, sense perception. Start from not available for sense perception, not available for thought word description, not available for thought conception. Why? Reality is a source of thought. Thought is a source of the word. Understand? And anything, any form perceived is what? Enjoys existence in perception. Do you see that now? Formlessness. Abstract and subtlest. And why does it know? It's knowing is nature. Why does it experience? Experiencing is its nature. Why is it aware? Being aware is its nature. Why is it conscious? Being conscious is its nature. Why does it exist? Being existent is its nature. Does it have any limitation? No. Because all that which limits, time limits other objects. Other objects have time limitation. The time itself, exists in knowledge. Space limits everything else because being accommodative of everything. But space, this spatially limitless space is object of knowledge. Therefore, if there is no experience of the space, space will lose its existence, will lose its status of being the existent. And what can we talk of? All the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space. You really arrived at how reality is of the nature of knowing. And it knows because it's nature. Janati iti jnanam. And it is not, knowing is not a will-involved action. It's a swarupam. This I have told you many times, but now I make you see this again. Now you have been taken your attention, no? Physically you are sitting in a place, but your attention of the mind is taken where? Physically you are sitting in your own chairs. But where is your attention? Your attention is taken to your own swarupam based on your experience, your reasoning. Whatever is said here, what is being said here does not contradict your reasoning. You are simply made to accept, forced to accept something what is being said here. You are helped to see based on what your own experience, which doesn't contradict your reasoning. Isn't it true? We'll go for tea and Sanskrit class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.